7:30 at the time for most 3 o'clock. Now, so I will say good morning and welcome you to another edition of a program, Good Morning Salon, where they meet you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Today, now Friday, 13th January 2017, where they bring this edition of the program to you. My name is Ahmed Sisse.
And me na Mabel Kaba, good morning. Inside this final edition of the program Good Morning Salon for this week, after we bought 30 SLPP member of parliament, them don't say they don't want Honorable Dr. Bernadette Lahai for be the minority leader again. Honorable Dr. Bernadette Lahai don't say it will continue for be minority leader for represent the SLPP and in people them we put on a parliament. The president for the Sierra Leone Institution of Engineers say now over 1,000 megawatt electricity salon need for Lelaide Olsen at the Konski. And today, Radio Democracy, they look inside the school feeding program, lesson plan, and the new classroom them, where government they build under the president recovery priority.
Well, this and plenty other story there for you inside the program, plus the Inspector General of the Sierra Leone Police go talk about 800 people away, say they now at the police training school, where they train for become police officer there. Members, they get to live on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl and also on the Facebook page www.facebook.com/Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You will listen to the program, can be part of them by where you could send a message to the number 077-981-981. The number again is 077-981-981. Send a message and be part of the program with a Good Morning Salon. Members, say this edition of the program, now the president's recovery priorities, they support them as way for make the able for make people understand what they're waiting, the different activities them and program them with this president's recovery priority they implement so far. Well, at the studio this morning, I want to welcome Sylvester Mew, winner in the EDE school feeding program at the Minister of Education, Science and Technology. Good morning, welcome to the program, Mr. Mew.
Good morning, sir.
And also want to welcome Mohamed Sissé, who is Director of Education, and same way so in the initiative lead, Minister of Education, Science and Technology. Good morning, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Fambul.
So, Mr. Issei, we'll talk about the lesson plan, development, teachers training, and other things that we get for do with book learning radio under the President's Recovery Priority. And Mr. Mudia for talk on the school feeding program. We don't begin last December. We'll now continue for the week. We'll come back to on a short week.
The program we they listen to on our Good Morning Salon, they come to you from 98.1 FM. The first issue we look at inside the program this morning, we they go to the Salon Police as every year they can recruit people them for the part of the police force. But from 2014 to 2016, the Sierra Leone Police not been take people them because of the Ebola sick. And from where the Ebola sick done, now they don't recruit over 800 people we go for be police officer them after 6 months training we then go through now. Well, Francis Aliu Monona, the Inspector General for the Sierra Leone Police, he talk more about this recruitment process inside this interview with Sulaiman Storm Koroma.
Well, the first phase of the recruitment is done because we don't able get into the training school the number of successful applicants where then they undergo basic recruit training now the police training school. We get about 850 of various qualifications, you know, and professional qualifications. So after 3 months, then we come on the job training. Then the one day where they go na OSD, go na SAMU and go do OSD training.
I mean, 3 months not look short for, I mean, give somebody professional training. I mean, 800 of them, for me, they will get within the one sabi in terms of what they do.
Well, the actual training are 6 months, but then break them down so that when they don't do a little bit of theoretical training, then they come out in the field, then can do practical training. So that when they go back, they go able to reflect on the practical experiences in the field. So they go able for make a comparative analysis of what they don't learn in theory and what they don't experience in practice. So they go get a better perspective of the overall policing strategy when they go down, complete the next 3 months, when they go back to the training school.
Now, let me look at people who are recruit. A lot of people can say, you know, in terms of how they can scrutinize some of the applicants, a lot of them, some can think that they go bad, forget at certain people, and a lot of them, in terms of who that thinking actually recommend them for joining the police.
Well, actually, we not the work on recommendation per se, because we do an advert on the radio and the newspapers, and we recruit at regional level. When they take the exam, the recruitment examination, then they conduct them in the four regional headquarters. So then they process them, then they mark them from here, then they send the results to the various regions. The successful one, them then go bring them come, then conduct interviews, then do medical examination, then check them for criminal record, and a fingerprint, and then the successful one, then go to the training school for let them begin the training.
Right, so we get them set equipment and they for check, I mean, records, fingerprints, we able to trace and things and they?
Yes, of course, because now the same system where other employing authorities than they use, because most employing authorities then can want to make sure say the people away than they employ now people of impeccable character in the sense that they not get previous conviction, because anybody we don't get previous conviction then people and they afraid for employer, because once you get the propensity for do bad, it will likely repeat them in the future and not go make a good officer in chosen field. Now that make them employing authorities, then can require people and for go through fingerprint. And we get with fingerprint, criminal fingerprint database, now CID. So where person go, then they take imprints, then match them against the database for see if the person we not already get a record there. If you not get, they're not able to see a match, then they will say no record trace. Even when they don't convict somebody in a court, then you want to know the antecedent history, that how that person they be not there in the past. If you don't get a previous conviction, then they will take them into account when they impose a fine or a sentence.
All right, slightly over 800. This now they said manpower on a need. I mean, for a country like Sierra Leone, we, especially when they go, we'll see the police manpower very small.
Well, we need more than that. This is not just the first step, the first set of recruit training, because we don't get funding for more. But this is not the first step, because now that the capacity of the training school go able accommodate, you know, so they take them in batches. After we don't train this one, in fact, by the time we this batch, they come on the job training after 3 months, we go don't process another batch for go in.
How often when I can do them training to that, so their intakes, how often when I can do a yearly or how when I can do them?
Well, under normal circumstances, we been do a yearly. But in 2014, just after we don't process a number of candidates for going to training school, 9 Ebola come. And when he come, we been get for put aside the training, because then and they don't want any critical mass of people for assemble at any one point in time, you know.
Right. Now, when they pay for, the lost time, that they not mean, say, like, when I take certain people, just because when I get the set number when I want, when I get certain people, we are actually unfit for be part of the police?
Well, no, on the contrary, we don't develop a recruitment policy. We give certain guidelines, and we also state the qualifications where any candidate go get. But this recruitment, we get people with master's degree, bachelor's degree, we get lawyers, we get engineers, we get doctors, we get accountants, we get people of various academic and professional qualifications.
Well, that's now Francis Aliu Mono, the Inspector General for the Sierra Leone Police. He be the talk inside that interview with Suleiman Storm Koroma. But over 800 Salon people waiting now for get training pan police business. As he say, after the 6 months training, then go get for deploy them na different side them na the force.
The program Good Morning Salon, they continue to be part of them. Send a message to the number 0779-81981, the issues that we discuss. And also join me on the Facebook page, www.facebook.com/ Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. As I said earlier on at the program, today this program na the President's Recovery Priority sponsor because they want to let people know exactly what everything they do, the programs and activities and what they undertake under that particular agenda day. Well, one more time at the studio, I want to welcome Mohamed Cisse, Director of Education and also Initiative Lead, Minister of Education, Science and Technology. Good morning, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
And let us start with you. They talk about different things they want to do under this recovery priorities. We'll start for talk about the lesson plans and the teacher training where one of the implementer. So start with, give a background to why one decide for add this as part of the recovery priorities.
Good. Well, I'll tell you, thank you. Fambulem, una no say the way Ebola been come, the Ministry of Education and Education generally been get boku challenges. And as a result of the challenges they are, we in the Ministry of Education been decided we no go sit down and allow education for go down the drain. So what we do, we begin the consult amongst ourselves and with our partners. And during the consultations, we self realize a lot of things don't happen during the past couple of years, apart from the Ebola. And so we decide, say, we for take certain concrete actions for make sure we revamp education in this country. So we conduct some quick assessments, and we come out with two initiatives where we feel, say, if we tackle one and we go a long way for revamp education in this country. And the first one, we say, now for improved learning outcomes in the schools, them we would refer to as key result area one. Let me say we call it KRA one. And the second one at the school feed, the way my colleague Mr. Mew will talk about, we na KRA two. In the area of trying to improve education quality, we get a number of initiatives. And one of the initiatives then now for develop lesson plans. Because we see, say, no education no go rise above the quality of the teacher them we get. And as a ministry and even as a nation, we realize, say, we teacher them, they're very good, but we believe, say, they still get a lot for do. And so we decide, say, we go help them so that they will be able to do their job very well. And the way we decide, say, we help them, first, now for try for develop the syllabus itself. The teaching syllabus. At that time, we call them core content. We develop what we call core content. But we don't even expand now for try for get what we refer to as a national teaching syllabus where we not been on gets before. Now, when we don't develop that, we think, see, we for now help the teacher for develop lessons. Because one thing where they happen is that we can see, say, the best teacher and the teacher where they on teaching practice. And the reason for that now because when they na college, then they go on teaching practice. Well, then get for go examine them, and therefore then go write lesson notes. So you define them, say then they do very well. But the moment they graduate, then go now as regular teachers, and then they do that anymore. So we decide, say we even write the lessons for them. So what we don't do now, we don't develop the syllabuses, and we don't also write lessons for every class from class 1 to JSS 3. So that when we give that lesson down to the teacher, we plan for supply that one to all the teacher them, you know. And we don't start with just two subject areas, two core, when are English language and mathematics.
So that ain't not going to make the teachers become lazy, or let them go to, for develop the only notes and for themselves, for them to go for carries for teach?
Well, the teacher way na true professional no go try for be lazy as a result of that. Because you know, say, outside of the lesson way they go teach, you go get some smart speaking them, where you go challenge you. So if you want for a day, the teacher will get control of in class, I think say that for help you, in fact, for prepare. We know what they do the lesson notes, the lesson plan, so that the teacher will become lazy. We do them so that we go help them for be more professional. You know, so if you get the lesson now, you know exactly how you do things. Just like when we enter this studio, I see where you say something, you call it, they take them up, and you know the prompts. So the lesson plan are like a prompt. It tell you what you for do at every particular moment, from the moment you enter the class, even from the side where you greet the picking them, how you greet them, how you wait for the response. The lesson they tell you, say, wait for the picking the response. Lead them for say so.
So whose value where this go add? You know,
the value where it add is that it take you to your destination. You know, where you teach, you get an objective. You get what you want to achieve. You find out, say, most times teacher they way now they prepare lesson plan. Then they go and begin to talk in a very disorganized manner. So that by the time he reached the end of the lesson, you go see, say, waiting, he don't really impart on the picking them. A very little. If you go to some school day, they find out, say, the teacher, they go and begin talk about Manchester United, they talk about Chelsea and all the rest of it. But this now, not targeted teaching.
You know, Phil said this for go back to the teachers in school, most of the training, teach the people and for become teachers, and I did this for go.
Well, definitely, we they work now with the teacher, but as you know, this is an emergency measure. So we begin and that way. We now want to make sure say, this become a regular feature of the teacher training. Now, all of the teacher training colleges. But we don't get this package, and the teacher training colleges, they also, we don't call upon them now. Themselves, they try now for adjust their own syllabuses and curriculum for fit into this one. So that everybody, henceforth, when they graduate from any teacher training college, is very well grounded in waiting with they do so. So you go to the school now, get the lesson plan, and it will deliver them effectively.
You say that English and math, math first one, I don't
start. Now, we don't start with force. Because of the resources we are available to we plan for do the core subjects at all of the levels. But now we see say maths and English and at the core.
We get schools say where they fan wide, you know, how na plan for make sure say each school or each teacher gets access to this lesson.
Right? Well, the way we want for distribute it now during the teacher training, you see, this now two in this component are two in one. One, we get the aspect where they deal with developing the materials, and now effective match will go into the teacher training. So any teacher where they come to the training, and we plan for train over 40,000 teachers. That is to say, we want to train all the maths and English teachers in all of the schools in Sierra Leone. So any teacher where they come to the training, they receive a new package where they take back to in school. So the material they now become property of the school. We now expect say the school will try for multiply, you know, waiting available so that any other teacher where they can at the school now will get the material available.
So what do you mean for a teacher to go teach and not get a lesson plan?
Well, all that one day now in results to the state of affairs where we find ourselves in education. Because the teacher them not been trying for be professional anymore. Like I say, then they go in a class, you know, they not get a direct focus. They really prepare lesson notes, you know, and so sometimes you find out, say, well, the teacher not prepared. In fact, he reluctant for going to class. Most absenteeism is a result of lack of preparation. Now that they get this, need not even let you not go to class. Because you can come, if you get even 10, 15 minutes before the start of your lesson, you can go through very quickly and you keep abreast, especially if you know somebody we don't train in that subject area.
All right, we'll continue for the week 2. We'll come back to you. In name now, Mohamed Sissé, Inner Director of Education and Self-Initiative Lead in the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, where they work with the President's Recovery Priority.
Well, also in the studio this morning, as we tell you earlier, we get with we Sylvester Mew, we are the Director of School Feeding Program at the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, and under the President's Recovery Priority Plan them. This now one pan the key result area them, we get for do with it, where they get to picking them, where they already don't cook. And they say from December, they may don't start this program, also they don't identify over 2,000 school them, and but 1 million picking them, don't already begin benefit from this program. Mr. Mew, good morning again, welcome to the program.
Good morning, madam.
Let me start first for get an idea of how they approved school year where we are deal with for letting benefits from this program. We don't get but over 2,000 of them schools here. How unable for approve the school them? Whose mechanisms are used for identify the school them where they benefit from the program?
Thank you very much. The government is very much concerned that money we then they pay for school feeding, not to nobody in hand is supposed to go. It's supposed to go na the school subsidy account and not to the head teacher no more safe get for control them. A 5-man committee na in the control the money so that the picking go benefit from the program. So some school then day where we give them the checklist for make them feel them. Some na the head teacher in your account number them put. Some, then say that the SMT chairman in your account number they put. Then some make mistake on the form they will give them for fill. So they check all anything they will send and go to the bank. The bank rejects the one they will get mistake and send them back to we. And throughout the holiday, December, we, now the school feeding secretariat, we not take holiday every day up to yesterday. with the going bank to bank, going to Bank of Sierra Leone, going to Accountant General, for a short see we resolve the problem they will get, so that next week, Tuesday, when the school feeding they start back, down the way the name no be day, then we'll feed the Pekin them. Because as we don't tell you, the school feeding na part of the president's initiative. A very much concerned about Pekin them with the good school, they don't get team for it. So man get a feeling say na free tongue no more we want talk na free tongue yeah then get. But even free town safe, you go Mabila, you go Susan's B, you go all them place there, you go see Pekin the way they suffer. So no they get nothing for it.
So the one that we don't begin benefits now, who side in school yeah, the who's parts of the country?
All over the country. All over the country. North, south, east, west, Bo, Kailaun, Freetown, Makini, Pujong. All sign of the country. Then the feed the Pekin them.
Now, who's kind of food the ministry get support for give the Pekin them?
Now, money we give to the school them. Now, the school, they identify which they go cook. We suggest to them for cook rice. And we suggest if we say make we use we own local rice. Because we want to create employment for we own people them. If rest no day, we suggest say me they use cassava, or they use potato, or even they use yams. Because if you go some side na the provinces, some side they cassava cheap, even pass rest. So we look and say any side way it will get the cheap one, we for a sure say then get them. And we're very much concerned about the nutritional value of the food when they give the Pekin them. Because the aim of the exercise now for increase enrollment, may Pekin them go school, make them day at the school, make them not commodity, make them brain develop so that they go learn, they will become meaningful people in our society rather than just in up natrice where you body na ya. And for ensure say will make use of local produce. We go benefit every Sierra Leonean and it will create employment for them.
So far, according to the information we get now that on our provide information, say about 1 million picking them inside December, we don't already benefit from this. In terms of monitoring, when I don't do anything inside December, we on a monitor for ensure say the picking and get the food and are the food we on a thing say good for them, then give them?
We plan a lot before we start. And with a monitor from district to district, from town to town, from village to village. Me, Sef Sefia, go around all to Rosulo, to Basatango, to even Moritongo, all the villages there, even at Freetown, we go all them place there. For a short say, we check that waiting them provide for the picking them. Nine, then they give them. Because we don't want anything will be counterproductive on which we want them for benefit from this school feeding. And I want to say a very much people are very much impressed we then get this school feeding program. Because of the way we government take the school feeding program, this president recovery priority. We don't even get partners. We don't see say hey the government boldo for say the whole country they not select who said they for go begin feed. They say the whole of Sierra Leone, all the picking them, one north or left, within a government and government-assisted primary school for it. So we get what we call joint aid management in the South Africa. Even right now, we did together. We get meeting even this morning because they never go test even soil, Nayule and Bat Canoe for CC, Nadeo, they begin plants, plenty thing there. We not believe say for go begin buy rice na China. You go buy rice na China, na Chinese you the give job. Not to Sierra Leonean. Now why ensure say every tool they do na the Sierra Leonean for benefit. And you self know about the local content policy we did in play now.
Few things and the way some people be concerned about the last day we'll get this discussion on the school feeding program. One na the cost and two na the arrangement the setup will not be set for whether they can cook, whether supposed for
get take responsibility for the cooking the food, for the picking them. So far, how done it on the go?
Well, first of all, we talk about the cost. We tell you, say, that 632 leon to pay per child. But some man don't understand them. What is it, 632 leon? If they buy 1 pint per mind, the one picking up, they eat 1 pint per mind. Now, the whole of them, they eat 1 pint per mind. You understand? So that cost, they reduce. More particularly, so, where they buy in large scale, economy of large scale. If you buy in large scale, it even become more cheaper. Then we also talk about the method who they use. The method who they use now for ensure see the money not go to anybody in private business. We want the picking them personally for benefit from the program.
So who are they cook?
Well, a community based model. The parents them now make we ensure see them called CTA. The 5-man committee get the SMC chairman, the chief representative, the head teacher, another teacher at the school, somebody again in the community. So now then they decide. And we don't say, as child protection issue, non-picking up or involved by the school feeding. Picking up or go help with and they cook. Now parents them. And we quite sure say, anybody in gentry, now in picking, the parents, they want the best for their children. So their commitment to the program, it really, really fine for see. Me we go around, I really know that so we get parents them, we really take them picking as them diamond. Because the day we go and see them, they cook. We them be the complaint, say the money small, we see the type thing, the way they cook. I go on Tawail and Akibo Betts, I go to their school and they, we see where they cook, they go to St. Anthony. Then get a big program, where they charm the NSA for Christmas. I enjoy with the Didi, then dance, I deal with them all for CC. I interview the picking, then talk to them to find out whether what they feel. I go one particular school and grafting. When the picking date, you show you the sweat. For sure you say perhaps it don't tell you know it's good it you understand.
Right.
If you show you the sweat.
Well continue for the two. We'll come back to you. In name now Mr. Sylvester Mew. And also we get Mohamed Sisena, Director of Education at the Minister of Education. We'll come back to now shortly. We'll take another material. Also, I want Abubakar Sisena, student at the Government Technical Institute, Nakisi Dokia. Don't call on Soviet organization them and government for help and support so that you get well body as they suffer from liver problem. Abubakar Sisena talk more about this to Mohamed Sherif inside this interview.
Time I will keep fast. So at the evening, what it costs, I just eat small belly, they choke up. So at the on 1 week, maybe 2 weeks, like I left the fast. So I try for it, say after the fast, I still have go hospital.
When you go to hospital?
I will go hospital from August. I go to the hospital, and they go do test, then scan, and the doctor then tell me, sir, I get liver problem. So I believe now will be the spend money, the other things, so the things I'm better now. So after I don't better, so money can't short. So I'll be left for good day now. Say I can't see that we did think about my school program. Say they will pay for my school fee. So I don't pay the fee now. They still kept me down back.
You're a student?
Yes, sir. I'm a student, sir. I go to Technical Institute, Scan Africa Health Clinic, in Sheikha Stevens Street. So I will be able to take 6 months, then do scanning for me back. Then say I don't get a liver problem, but I get gas and belly, all that things.
At the other hospital?
Not the other hospital. Now, I will be going to our hospital and tell me something like this. And they say, well, they don't see liver problem. So they mark for me itself. They say, if I would can take treatment, I would pay by installments. I would pay small. So I start the treatment before I take the treatment, but now they see improvements. So they tell me I don't for take the treatment on the net. Now I can't afford them by the sick back. Can't afford them by the sick back. Now they count me now. Cannot admit audit. I'll miss the utility, the doctor then discharge me. I go to house. I know they say exiting is still better. I know we do not are still in the house. And I make a can I get to the workers. I say I come for them.
What in exactly you feel within yourself?
And they feel me belly to choke up. I say small some belly on the map. I work as small and they confuse all their student house. And they will do nothing. Belly they big. Where they see the campaign, belly they big, I know they do it.
Like belly woman?
Yeah, I will get the photo with them. This admitment, I cannot win belly team. I feel like I could get belly. First, with them, it's up in 9 belly candles more. So I can also buy belly, don't flop back.
How long you don't experience this kind of problem by you soon?
At the 8 months now. At the 8 months now, I don't experience this problem, sir.
You believe in traditional medicine then?
I mean, I'm not the 6 months no more.
So you don't ever go to the traditional means?
No, I never go to additional way. But from the way they would tell me, I have a problem. Because I be able to say, no, no, men are going to be past, they do transplants. They say they do men are Ghana, all that things. Me can never go country.
Well, that's now Abubakar Sise. When our students na Government Technical Institute, na Kisi Dockyard, we talk to Mohammed Sherif. As he said, they diagnose they have a problem, and they call on people for support. And self-organization them for help and for support for get medical treatment. The program Good Morning Salon, they continue. The time from 3 o'clock now 8 o'clock. We will take this message. When we come back, we continue with the program.
Sierra Leone Commercial Bank, a leading financial services provider, delivering value to all stakeholders.
Now we back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank. You back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank.
Salon Commercial Bank.
Ha ha.
Now the People's Bank.
The People's Bank.
Oh yeah.
Sure, sure, sure.
Salon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value. Delivering value.
With a drive, customer success.
For sure.
Insist on excellence.
Excellence.
Integrity and commitment, now that we stand for. Creating a climate of openness and trust. Personal values, count on us.
You can count on us.
Team ethic, for sure. Count on us.
Now we back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value.
The program is still a listen to now. Good morning, Saloni. They come to you from 98.1 FM. And don't forget to you go add the voice to Tin them with the talk box now the program this morning. 077-981-981. Send your message and add your voice to the program. And Seth, don't forget to you get we live on Facebook. Just search for We Radio Democracy Facebook page. And don't forget again we're on www.radiodemocracy.sl. So any side you're in the world, you can add your voice to the program. We're still getting at the studio with we Mohammed Sise. We're now the Director of Education. Now the Ministry of Education and Self Initiative lead now the Ministry Day under the President Recovery Priorities and Self. We get Sylvester Mew, winner Director of School Feeding at the Ministry of Education. But I come back to you, Mr. Sise, winner the Director for Education. Apart from the lesson notes plan, we under the develop for the teachers, them other thing again under the President Recovery Priorities, we under the look at now the one we get for do with constructing about 225 new classrooms. Let me get an idea of waiting na the essence of constructing new classrooms, because complaints beyond the camp say even the one the way they already they not get enough chairs now some school them then now we they get plans for construct more classrooms.
Oh well, I mentioned just now say we've been conduct a rapid assessment during the Ebola so that we will get concrete information, now we will collect correct data on the situation, the status of the schools then. And we find out, say, a good number of schools, them overcrowded. The classrooms, they're overcrowded. And we know, say, Ebola now being contact disease. They say, now body contact, now any call, make which is. So we see that in a concern. You know, if pekinese don't tight one, body to body, we see that in a risk. But even quite apart from that, Fambul go member say, the Gbamanja Commission of Inquiry, where government be set up, way before the Ebola, we not recommend, say, the Ministry of Education for reduce class size to under 50. Now, the white paper, we support that. We government's pool say we for make efforts for reduce class size to below 50. And so the two things here actually provide the motivation for let we actually try for see how we decongest the class then. So schools then they will get high population. But then we get other ones that we critically overcrowded. Way then they under 1,000. So their schools they are we critically overcrowded. Now then we decide say we go create more space for. Not to like I say we build new schools. We decongest existing schools.
But for reduce overcrowding, not to for just build classroom, other things and the way involved.
Of course we know that. We know say the room not to in the make up the classroom. You also need furniture. And need the teachers as well. But we know very well, say, their schools that they will talk about, so now schools them way, the issue not about teachers for all of them. In some cases, yes, teacher business involved. Now, he makes so, unfortunately, not to that issue that he talk about now. You know, in addition to constructing additional classrooms under the same presidential priorities, we also get teacher recruitment. Because when we construct additional classrooms, it means that the picking is spread out, and therefore they will need more teachers. So along with all of the initiatives there, we also get recruitment of teachers. Maybe in another program, I will talk about how they go about.
No, we can go into Danny still. Danny said another burning issue.
Yes, we did recruit teachers. In fact, as I done, I also right at my desk, I get a huge pile of requests from schools. Them, what would they try for attend to? And by God in power, by the end of this month, we now go begin to say will they take on
but
new.
Some of them wanted in a replacements they need. Until the teacher don't leave.
Well, now a matter of
it can take long.
Now a matter of terminology, replacements, recruitment, all that teacher recruitment. Because the fact of the matter is that you bring them on board and they have to go through the same procedure because they will write application, they will fill form. You know, for the record.
So waiting. How now this make for sure say that process they not slow because. Plenty side and the world they go to the country, we will meet teachers and most of the teachers they will go meet say, I don't teach for 5-10 years, I don't teach for these years, and up till now, you know, they not enrolled me as you know, teacher where they receive salary at the end of the month.
Very correct. Now you'll be mentioned something like a replacement. Under the same precision delivery priorities, we also get the cleaning of the teacher payroll. When it means say we get people them with their names and then the vouchers. We're not active teachers anymore. Now, for some time now, we don't try for capture the one and day. So through that exercise, we don't able for create space. We will now try for bring a new one there for filling. Other ones then, we get the request direct from the school, say, this teacher don't come out. And that one day, it happened recently, although it happened before, but now on a smaller scale. Mm-hmm. But since we begin to pursue the teacher there, and even take to parliaments, then school heads, they are where they keep their non-active teachers there and their vouchers. The principal, them, the head teachers, don't begin come forward and giving names of teachers who are not again and request that we replace them. So we they try for do all down there with speed. This time around, I can assure you, with speed. And additionally...
So another approve anyone there recently?
No, well, in our process. The process is on now. You know, within the phenomenon, for we invite them, we can't give them the forms they waiting for complete, you know, as soon as they complete their forms, then they obviously they will consider themselves as a teacher.
The Minister of Education be in a parliament some time back and be really concerned, you know, but one, the quality of the people the way they apply, the authenticity of them, then document them, and other things. So, how much should they do for make sure, say, when I get people and way, now real teachers and then go through the training and get authentic documents them?
Well, now all them challenges there, they slow down the process. Because from now, where it become apparent, say, people that they try for beat the system, people that will not ever enter a teacher college, then go come, go take somebody, either wait on that or go borrow somebody in paper, come present them. Since that time, we don't begin, they make checks. So each time we receive applications now, if you say, for example, na Miltimaga, you come out, recompile a list of all of the ones who don't receive from Miltimaga and send to the college for verify. If you say you come out Freetown Teachers College, we recompile with all the details we send to Freetown Teachers College for letting them confirm, say, yes, you have been students today and you graduate indeed. So then they actually slow down the process. But we don't go a long way now because we get the cooperation of the colleges then, you know, for try for fast track. So once we complete that one, they will sure say yes. You, now a real teacher, we don't go through the training and we qualify and we actually the qualification way you they claim now you own, we they recruit you.
We don't see them plan here for many times. People they discuss, say they want for do this, one for do that, and they but at the end of the day, we don't care all the responsible and say money not been there, we not be implement all the plan the way we want for implement. In this case, when I don't get the money ready for implementing here, we they talk about so for add pan the classroom them and equip the teacher them as well.
Well, yes, the money available, you know, what you've been do once we don't put them as one of we priorities or we initiative. We decide for mobilized resources. And for all of them, I wouldn't talk about so, they're fully funded. You know, now the process no more, like the classroom construction, what would they talk about? So the construction, they go on now. They go on effectively. Who's now, all over the country.
But now must get someone at focus, like say, let's say the Western area, we don't begin building a social school.
Well, this is a national program. And so what may happen is that, like I say, we they target the schools that we would not identify as critically overcrowded. Now, it makes so, but every district they benefit, Bow, Bond, and we get a list of the number of blocks we they construct and even the locations. Now, it makes so, we may work with the local councils and even the paramount chiefs. The information we are the give to the public, so, now information we they in the hands of the paramount chiefs. Because we don't make them for actually be the supervisors of all of the activities there. So then get the information. If, for example, the paramount chief aware, say, in my chiefdom, in so-so-so community, therefore can build a three-classroom block there, it ensures, say, the classroom block is actually built and with quality. We don't challenge
but,
them.
But you say overcrowding, they more na urban area than pass, than rural schools them.
Yes, of course. Of course. This issue of even the shift business we talk about. Not to all parts of the country where shifts the way they thrive. No. Because other schools than they somewhere in the rural areas where they are starved of pupils. Because there is the rush, you know, for country the big towns. So we know say now we get the challenges. The challenges of overcrowding. Now we get them and boku challenges them the school business that they to the extent that the teacher them, the school heads, I mean, a good number of them, they just cater for numbers. Now, it makes so, even when we construct additional classrooms, now with the strict understanding that that's not for motivate the school head for admit more pupils. So what we don't do, we don't take the enrollment that all of them schools there. If, for example, now 1,000 you get, we make sure you maintain that 1,000, even when we don't construct an additional classroom for you. Because we want for lady, one day we did it, they will spread them out. Because we know, say, the tendency, they say, once you don't go build a new structure, get three free classrooms, the principal goes, yeah, I don't get more space. He will just bring
people. So, how now I reach to that figure? They say, now 225 classroom there, when I need for help for reduce.
No, we're not saying that we need a lot more than that. I tell you, see, the schools that we critically overcrowded, and they it is under 1,000. Okay. You know, we'll be not do. First round during the 6 to 9 months program, we will not construct 207.
Okay.
Yes. So this time around, DFID, they help me with 225. And then we also get money where the late king of Saudi Arabia begin to government, to the Minister of Education, where we try for also put into classrooms construction. And with that money, we will do something like 215 also. So they take me 25, whatever we know say, for now, we get money for.
All right. Okay. Continue for the between the studio. I'm Mohamed Sise, Director of Education and Initiative Lead at the Minister of Education, Science and Technology. We work with the President Recovery Priority. I come to Mr. Mew, we na the Director of School Feeding Program. Now, we don't talk about this committee when I don't set up how you don't go around, you don't see people and you know, comrade, they come and they make sure say they help for cook the food for the picking. So, in terms of sustainability, what do you put in place to make sure say this program sustainable? You know, able for carry on for some time, you know, just carry on for short time and end.
First of all, I will see where there is the will, there is the way. Government really interested for ensure say this program continue, and as I want to tell you. Because of the commitment of government, many more people don't show interest. CRS, for example, Kabbalah, the bulk of the Kabbalah, now they feed na Kabbalah, they're very much interested because they don't ever see any Saudi government see now the whole country and the feed at any one time. So what we do, we ensure so we link with them people and they ensure so we monitor the food where they give. So that more people will be attracted for make they can give support to the program. As I tell you now, Tuesdays and Thursdays will they feed the picking them. The reason being way Tuesday and Thursday, number one, a pilot project, and number two, Sunday market no day. Then Friday, you know, say some school then a Muslim school, they will not any day will promote go give excuse. So now make we say Tuesdays and Thursdays them.
But Mr. Mio, if una say una they do this for encourage you picking them for keep them at school, that 2 days day in the week enough for keep
well,
them
I make
at
a tell you see a pilot project.
So una get plans.
Every long journey they start with the first step. Now the first step that they will don't make, now 2 days, and I can assure you see with the scale up, and we not even wait till the academic year are done. I want to tell you, see, by the time we come inside April 3rd term, you will see even new other parts that we don't come, we bring other things there besides rest, we then begin feed the picking there with. We do on all them documents there. We the work with the PPP unit, public-private partnership unit, for make we make the memorandum of understanding between the government and them particular people and the for ensure say them bring things them we go ensure say we will benefit. I will tell you say within the next 1 month, you will see even trucks they not begin come
right
from other country pertaining to school
all
feeding.
Right, Mr. Mew, continue for the between at the program. We go to monitor that as the time they go. The program Good Morning Salon, they continue, and we look at other issues now. We now 1 pound, we headline story them. Also, we go to Parliament after we bought 30 SLPP member of Parliament them. We don't say they don't want Honorable Dr. Bernadette Lahai forbidden minority leader in a Parliament again. Dr. Lahai don't say it they continue for all this position, and Ingo continue for doing work and represent in people them in a Parliament. We reporter Abdullah Blah been there on a 1 press conference where Honorable Dr. Bernadette Lahai been hold yesterday for talk about 1 press release where some SLP member of Parliament them been signed against them. And he put this report together.
That's 3 leaders who will get. I see they say this stuff for them. Cop now then they go there. They come and they take interview all over. In now they don't take alliance business. Who's moral justification you go get for even go to map people, talk to people there now? Now that don't feel fed up with that.
In name, na Honorable Mustafa Brahma, where they represent constituency 002 na Kailaung district, and are one of some SLPP member of parliament them, where this BNTM come together for say, they know they support the SLPP minority leader na parliament and in team for represent them na parliament. This be in Taiwan press release, we come out Monday, January 9, and plenty reason they been come up inside this press release as to why Honorable Mustafa Brahma and some of in SLPP company member of parliament them, like Honorable Paran Tarawali and other one them, being say they know they support and not ready for work with Honorable Dr. Bernadette Lahai and in team na parliament. Some of the reason them, na the minority leader of parliament, Honorable Dr. Bernadette Lahai, not they allow them for take part pan debate na parliament. Self, Honorable Dr. Bernadette Lahai, they support some member them na the SLPP and push other one them far, and self not they get traveling opportunity to some SLPP member of parliament them where in order to see yai to yai with. But the SLPP minority leader na parliament, Honorable Dr. Bernadette Lahai, not been tape for respond to this as Thursday, January 12, inside 1 press conference where he hold nine office na the parliament building na Tower Hill inside Freetown, deny all the allegations they are.
Let them come with proofs that we have stopped them from taking their seat in parliament, from taking and standing and let the speaker catch their eyes. We need those proofs. We need a proof to show that we have stopped them from going to international conferences if they meet the criteria that I've just outlined to you. We will continue to remain neutral. We will continue to work for peace. We will continue to uphold democracy in the world in our discussions. We will continue to come to parliament regularly because we are in parliament for our people, not for any member of parliament.
Honorable Dr. Bernadette Lahai, carry on say, he will continue to be the minority leader for represent the SLPP and serve in people them, as he say, and not responsible for the plenty thing them where the SLPP member of parliament are, say against them and in team. We get Honorable Amsu Jaya Kaikai as Deputy Minority Leader and Honorable Brahma Conte win a parliamentary liaison. But not to Honorable Dr. Bernadette Lahai no more been there na this press conference, as Honorable Amsu Jaya Kaikai self been there and been get this for say.
As a member of parliament, as a lawmaker in this country, I am calling on my colleagues that have occupied themselves with such behaviors to cease from them immediately. Because you must respect the law that you institute in this land. You must respect and have regards for those who sent you to parliament to come and represent them. If you have a problem with the leadership, come up to us. It has happened before and we amicably solved them. We all know, as the minority leader has said, some of the root causes of these problems. I am calling, first of all, on them to cease fire and come back to their senses.
Honorable Ellen Kuyembe, where they represent constituency 75, Nabo, self been there inside this press conference and been get this for say.
I'm coming from the point of view that this whole facade in this party at this moment is from educated people in Freetown, all around the world, in London and America, giving information, false information and lies to the grassroots people, poor, innocent people who did not have the opportunity to go to school and who only had the option to listen. And because probably you are the breadwinner for that person and you call him up and say, oh, blah, 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 all lies. And that poor person has nothing to hold on to but to listen to you.
Other member of parliament, them, na the SLPP, self been there na this press conference and them all been talk for support the minority leader and call on other SLPP member of parliament, them, for come together as one. But the plenty chamot among member them na the SLPP party still they continue as every minute and hour. You go yari one group inside the same SLPP party, they talk bad. But other one, and this can be most them na the media, where plenty people go and describe, say, the room talk of SLPP all done left na treat, and this seriously don't they affect the party, more so with time for election they near na the country. This make Honorable Dr. Bernadette Lahai, the minority leader na parliament, call on member them na the SLPP, more so the member of parliament them, for forget what the fet, and plan how them for push the party go before. As Honorable Dr. Bernadette Lahai don't say the SLPP member of parliament them for work and hold themselves as one, as we forget the right flag bearer we go take them na state house inside 2018, is still not clear yet as to how this could be possible where every day member them from the SLPP party get issue among themselves and the political clock the tick and it the tick fast. For the society, for Radio Democracy, me, na Abdullahi Blah, the report.
The program Good Morning Salon, they continue, and you don't they send your message to we Facebook page as well at the 0779-81981 inbox. We they begin look at the messages there now, and the very first one, the Facebook page this morning, where we look at this message, say, good morning, 98.1, watching live from London. Please ask Mr. Sisi, what is the government's plan about unapproved teachers? Some have been in some schools for over 2 years and teaching full time, and yet the Ministry of Education has them down as unapproved and giving them 100,000 loans for transportation. Where is the motivation to implement this your core content for efficient and effective teaching of children? It comes from Oluwesin Dez. They look at more messages. This one at the Facebook page again from Ahmed Bangura. He said, this is a very good and welcoming news from government to feed the kids in schools. It is important for government to get health inspectors in the school's feeding program to guarantee good health for the kids, because they are known for food giving good health, and it can also be poisonous if they don't watch it.
Well, we look at more messages. The one I don't send, so the number 0779-81981. This one says, good morning, Radio D. This salon, the government say money not there for recruits, teacher them, and civil servants, but police don't begin for recruits. For say teacher them, no importance. Abdul Nawelin Tina send this message.
Now, with Facebook page, Suleiman 80 Tarawali say, you need to pay teachers on time and avoid lapses from them. Empty bag cannot stand. The teachers have the need. And stop owing the teachers. They will destroy our children's education. God please save Mama Salon.
The school feeding program is just another way to waste the country's resources, because any parent that sends his or her child to school will be able to provide lunch, instead of they should have used the money to expand on classrooms for some other schools to avoid overpopulation, from Boss Ellen Adwazak.
James Abu Bakar Kalona with Facebook page is saying, Radio D, please ask Mr. Mio if the school feeding program, how many days are the children expecting the food, and how many schools are involved in the school feeding program?
Radio D, developing a lesson plan is obviously an important part of training of teachers. I wonder why the teachers' training institutions should not be made to ensure that such training objective be met and given the resources to do so.
Abdul Denke na the Facebook page, they say they send a message from London. They say the question for Mr. Mohamed Sise, it is important for the lesson plans if extended beyond the mathematics and English. Also important is the assessment plans as well. There is equal enabling any staff that could cover up for any particular teacher.
This other text message you will look at, say, good morning 98.1. Whatever people in the educational sector do, if teachers' motivation is low, it is low. The output will always be low or poor. This one comes from Medna Kuton Road.
Alhaji Kamara, they say the school feeding initiative makes no sense as at this point. I think it will be more productive to use the money to fence these schools, improve the school furnitures, and increase the teaching salaries instead of creating another way for people to enrich themselves.
Radio Democracy, the lessons planned initiative is good, but the problem is in our education system lies in the hands of head teachers and principals of our school. From Alassane Morena Kington.
Paul Jibate na the Facebook page say, I like the idea of the training and giving more empowerment to teachers, because if they are not uplifted academically and otherwise, they will not be able to likewise for the people's great work. Radio D, I'm proud.
This one says, good morning Radio D. The government has taken the right decision of the school feeding program by sending the monies to various accounts instead of giving it to people or bought the food and supplies by few people. But food in Kamara and I send this message.
H.E. Solomon Patrick Bemba na the Facebook page say, why not crowded schools but critically crowded schools? Do you really need crowded schools in Sierra Leone? Na question where they ask.
This one say, Mr. Miu, how much yams or cassava will feed a class of 30 people? Is the money given enough to prepare this type of food? From Victor.
For the Bundu say, is the feeding process for these school kids constitute a balanced diet? I'm concerned about the nutritional value of the food.
This one, C98.1. Good morning. Please tell the director of education that my school, Caution Community Primary School, is not part of the school feeding program. Boss J.
Ahmed Bangura says school overcrowding can be managed if you the managing also implement decentralization of the country properly.
This one says, Mr. Mew, some schools have started asking children to pay 1,000 leones. Did you tell them to do that? From Aj.
Ola Kabo na the Facebook page say critically overcrowding schools, one of it is like the Roquel Secondary School.
This one says, Radio Democracy, ask the panelists if this is the first time school feeding program has been implemented in the country. In our days in school, it was better than now.
Ibrahim S.M. Tarawali say the school feeding program is another simple method of siphoning the taxpayers' money. Instead of providing teaspoon of rice and beans, why not empower the teachers with teaching materials and provide furniture for these various schools? Gone are the school feeding days.
We'll take a few more messages and come over to we guess them. This one say, the director of education has said it's all teachers are too lazy with their work. But can the ministry put up more checks and balances to monitor school teachers? From Assembly of TCC Nalunge.
This other text message say, good morning 98.1, I'm watching live from Moyamba.
Well, from the messenger, so we'll cover out to we guest in at the studio for comments. We will start with Director of Education, Mr. CC.
Well, thank you. Well, I want to tell thank you to all of the one that we don't text. It means they are listeners. And we are very encouraged by that. The first person they ask, waiting our government plan for the unapproved teachers. I think, say, if you've been listening, I mentioned, say, we now don't receive plenty applications from schools where they ask we for the place teacher they will not be in active service anymore. And then teacher, they had a number in several hundreds. So that an indication, say, very soon, like I say, we'll start the process. The process is now ongoing. We will very soon bring on board hundreds of teachers for the place then teacher them. With the money there within the system, but then they're not in active service. So now the plan and the way we get, for that, we'll start with the replacement using the funds that we already there in circulation. And additionally, we don't also get some leeway from the Minister of Finance, say we can recruit about 1,000 teachers. So in addition to them one them way, now the place with the replace, we don't get new available space of about 1,000. Where would they try for process now? somebody they say, well, the lesson plans business good, but we need for recruit teachers. Well, yes, we are aware of that. Naimika mentioned this, not say, along with all of the initiatives there, we also get the recruitment of teachers we I just don't talk about. Somebody say, let we pay teachers them on time. Well, me not aware, I say we not pay teachers on time. As far as I know, teachers them currently now the people that will receive salary earliest, because where I say sometimes immediately after the 20th, then they begin to pay them. I know that because then they send the payroll information to me, you know. And so I don't know if we delay, but I very sure say we not delay at all. And I'm not aware of any backlog we go to anybody. Teacher training colleges versus then lesson plans. Yes, the teacher training we all don't say. In those days when we been there, we know the kind of training we'll be there receive. But the problem where we can't get now as a result of, again, the rebel war we will be suffer from. Teacher training in this country, as we know, now a three-year program. But after the war, we Boku teacher they left this country, then go to other countries, and the government began for reopen schools. You know, the need be there for lay, we turn out teachers them, you know, rapidly. So they reduce the training period to 2 years. And you find out, say, then 2 year trained teachers there, and then plenty, and then institution there. So obviously, if you reduce training from 3 years to 2 years, you go expect, say, the quality will be affected. Now it makes so even the period of practicum where the student teachers them in undergo, that one they been get for cut down, because then they wait at 3 years. You know, you go teaching observation, then you go teaching practice three times, and so on and so forth. But that is not possible during intended day. And now the colleges them also, because them students them they're not able for go out boku now. Who side and they send them, then get them inside the way they want to go, then go able to live on their own. If they find out say the teacher the teaching practice itself you know as effective as even be before. But we try, like I say, when we don't develop the lesson plans, I will engage with the college system. For there, we see how themselves go now make this irregular feature of the teacher training program. Somebody they say, let's extend, they will go beyond maths and English. I think I also mentioned that. Say, we confine ourselves to mathematics and English because of the resources we're available to we right now. You know, if you get small results, we're not going to have to spread them and do some work where not holistic. So we say, let me start with them two major subjects, they are maths and English language. And then as we get resources, now so we bring in other subject areas. Somebody talk about teacher motivation. Yes, I cannot agree with you more. Teacher motivation is very, very important. And so, yes, we try for see how we provide more motivation for the teacher. But, of course, this is not too easy. The more you give, the more people will desire, the more they will ask, and so on and so forth. You say, why not crowded schools? But we talk about critically overcrowded school. Again, this one, they boil down to resources we are available. Yes, we plan now for make sure say every school in this country gets class size of below 50, as recommended by the government white paper we come out from the Gbamanja Commission of Inquiry. But because of which we get right now, we target the one that they more in danger, and then little by little, we come to the other one, then we overcrowded. Not to say we lost sight of that. We don't lost sight of that at all. Somebody, they say, the initiatives are very good, but for intensified monitoring. Yes, again, this one, we know, say, whatever we do now, if we not monitor effectively, it will come to naught. We problem, again, a resource problem. If you go to the Ministry of Education, we get offices in all the 14 districts in this country. But if you go to some of UDC, say, we're very thin. You go in some offices, you find not more than three personnel. And if you get boku schools, it's not easy. Like for instance, even here at headquarters, I sure say we friends them in 98, don't go to my office boku them, and they see how thin the staff did it. You get boku schools them, we're not able for do that. But again, we don't get promise, say, they may not advertise vacancies, and we look forward to recruitment very soon, you know, by God in power. When that happen, I think, say, we presence not grown will become more evident.
Alright, continue for the between at the studio, Mr. Cecilia. We quickly go back to Mr. Mew for respond to the concerns them. And particularly what we get for do with the how balanced the food be for let the picking and get balanced diet.
Well, first of all, make I wish me people and self happy new year once again. They talk about balanced diet. I go tell you see the almost grams of waiting up and the oil, waiting up and the carbohydrate. We the work with the Ministry of Health to get government nutritionists them. We are part of the school feeding working committee. We they meet regularly, even this last Wednesday, self, we just meet. So anything pertaining to the nutritional value of any tweet that they use, now then nutritionists, then they are experts with the advice we waiting for do. Then somebody also mentioned about some school acts for 1,000 loans. This is a child protection issue. One want a situation wherein you go ask for 1,000 loans because you begin to get 1,000 loans and not the good school. So we know they ask any school for take 1,000 loans from any Pekin. If people want to contribute to school feeding, you are a Christian. Almsgiving is very good. Muslim, zakat, then they give. Go and contribute. You can go to say, we are glad you are seen at me school feeding. I want to give you one bag rest for help the school. But may they not ask any picking them because if you begin ask picking them for 1,000, it means that they will not get, they're not going for good school. Somebody even mentioned, say, school feeding program be done day. Yes, it be done day, but in certain areas. This na a national school feeding program. Will not select any area. Now the whole country that they do school feeding. Then somebody they say, why they not use the money for other things them? I will tell you, say, if you look at waiting Abraham Maslow, say, the thing that they provide for anybody for motivator, they call them physiological needs. And the first thing part the physiological needs we Abraham Maslow talk about, they talk about food, they talk about clothing, they talk about shelter. So, governments don't start with the food. We now one way for motivate the picking them for go na school. Then we ask whether we get inspectors. Yes, we get inspectors, we get monitors them, where they go right around all the schools them for ensure say waiting and provide for the picking them, they get them. Then somebody they say the money not enough. Money not ever enough. Even if you give somebody 20,000 loans today, tomorrow he want 25,000. You get 25,000 tomorrow, he want even the following day 30,000. So, but this is just a pilot program with the start off, and I can assure you, see, government so committed, His Excellency so concerned about this school feeding program. I assure see all the concerns we have done is will present to report, action will taken on those reports.
So, this issue of money, if somebody collects money, what's going to go down?
Money not the goal na anybody in
hand. No, they ask the picking and say,
well, we don't stop that, and we sensitize, and we talk, and now back that this nine program say, make no school not take money from any picking. As I say, na so in a child protection issue, the issue is if you say picking for pay 1,000, and not get them in not the good school, and we don't want a situation. The essence of this year now for me, the picking and go school, motivate them for learn, make them stop for dinner treat instead of they go say, you bobo they are, you this there, make them learn something.
All right, well, continuing for the between the studio, in name now Sylvester Mew, director of school feeding program at the Minister of Education, Science and Technology. We go over to another story, we now one of where like story them, because over the years, plenty challenge on the for the lights in the country, and governments with the Minister of Energy, don't they work with different partner organizations them. For Seattle and Global for collaborate for make people get light. We make the Minister of Energy and the Sierra Leone Institute of Engineers. They meet inside one conference outside the president for the Sierra Leone Institute of Engineers, Professor Jonas A. S. Redusoya, say the country need about 1,200 megawatts electricity from the 50 to 70 megawatts where the country they use now. Professor Jonas A. S. Redusoya, inside the city of Otomel Sheriff, talk more. We'll begin for talk about the institute.
Administration and a statutory body, we have an MNA, the guide of what they do. Essentially, that body they for provide a platform where we enable the engineers then for operate ethically and professionally. And we work in conjunction with another body where we call the Professional Engineers Registration Council.
So let me start for look at this conference we wanna get. What's basically been about?
Well, the theme of this conference now being challenges in providing energy security. Now, within energy security. Now, energy security, now where you able to provide energy, and in this case, we are looking at electricity, we're reliable, adequate, we're affordable, and we're sustainable. Then four pillars that they now then all the definition of energy security. Because we want to investigate whose plans government gets for ensure that we get security in energy supply, and in particular in electricity supply, especially now we're going to the dry season. Now make we engage the ministry.
Okay, so based on the conference, waiting on a penalty in a government plans.
Well, it's interesting. Government, even from 2014, we don't plan all the way to 2020. In fact, they even go beyond to 2035 if you look at the agenda for prosperity. So this particular conference here, we get presentation, one will be on the transmission and distribution, whose kind of capacity we get for take the power we generate. Then the second one will be on the commercial aspect and how we can fund electricity. Then the third one we look at waiting and call a financial model, where you get a mathematical model where if you change some of the parameters, you're able to forecast the kind of electricity we need depending on the demand or waiting and call the absorption capacity.
So waiting at the capacity of power we're gonna find out say currently the country they generate or the ministry they generate?
Well, for now we're talking about between 50 and 70.
When I find out say that's reliable?
It isn't. It definitely isn't. In fact, we think say the minimum we go make people uncomfortable who know to get power cut, load shed and all that, especially when the minings then begin go full swing. I mean, you get the hotels that are building up, you need tourism, you need the schools, you need all them kind of small businesses. Then you get within and call suppressed demand. Some people then do it, they need certain thing then, but the electricity not available. Then you get about 50 or so communities where they are what we call they're unserved. Then they know more than the opposite and go get electricity. So when you add all them one in there and you put under the model, we see say not less than 100 megawatts for Fitong alone. Then for the whole country, we're talking about 1,200 megawatts or so. Now that's going to make we feel slightly comfortable.
You think, say, the amount of megawatts we the country need based on government in plan 2017, government in any way go achieve that?
Well, now that's make we call this conference because government getting on plan, government may not get a strategic plan, we map out the pathway we want to take for achieving thing and day on a yearly basis. So people can come in.
So meaning government really need private sector into this business?
Government very much need private sector.
Prof, waiting actually on a find out at the conference, the things them where they hold upon the distribution, the sustainability of electricity in Salon. Waiting are some of the key challenges them we want to think say the sector they face where government need for address, if only for achieve the megawatts we the country need?
Well, a number of them. One, we need for able for get enough generating capacity so that if one machine unbug, we not go to slum down in with power capacity. We go easily turn another machine on with it in reserve. And if a user don't become comfortable with generation or rather with electricity, they begin cut down, that can create tension. And you know what tension can end up being. The second thing, now the transport capacity. First of all, we can talk, say, able, if you get plenty generation, megawatts generated, then the cable, they're not able for absorb them with the transmitter. Then you waste them. With time, in the next couple of years or so, we will reach a stage where the evacuation capacity will reach about 128 megs.
What does that mean?
It means you can able for pump up to 128 megawatts through your cables them, and you're not going to cause any problem. So that's another area we'll go for look at. The third area now we losses, which we call energy theft or electricity theft. One way we hope for is that with the prepaid meters, that one day it will stem that electricity theft immensely. Then the other thing now access, like you mentioned, when once people don't begin enjoy electricity, they don't want to let it stop. And we, the institution, they try to partner with government so that at the end of the day, we go ensure energy security.
As much as we get this conference in our salon, we attract international people and for able to get some of the experience them way we go till and down to Unayun ideas in the sector?
Unfortunately, yes. We get a former energy minister from Ghana.
Sharing experience?
Oh, very much so.
Una go learn from the experience?
Very, very much so. Because
and people
you know,
go benefit from the experience?
Very much so. And he really challenged me because Naposiwe, you know, engineer, and he was a minister of energy. And he showed me the experience we're going to get, how Nkrumah been get a vision where they build the Akosom Dam, even though they not been need all that power there, but then now, then they enjoy. So it's a matter of being visionary and being bold and knowing what you want and following it.
Professor Jonas Redulsoya, we are the president for the Institute of Engineers. We talk to Mohammed Sherif. The program Good Morning Salon, they continue. And now we go take Wakabot. When we come back, we continue the program.
Again. Now Friday, my end. I tell you, no, say, black and no crash. Uno de adjumite da baba crash. And no crash at all. If I tell you, no, it in black and do. Uno no go imagine. For uno, we no know that na black. Na da crash, that guy, uno de say crash. We uno de say na teeth. The bab been comping Christmas. Well, the bab Christmas, the land not even say comping Christmas. Yeah. Because as far as me, no black and no crash. That guy did the old blade. That guy did the old knife. The threatening people left for their money. Oh, no, no, what happened yesterday? I tell you, no, say black and take back Canada, New England, yeah, so. It's then now we the scatter in them na radio. Now we the blackmailer. Now we the go talk to Chris. In fact, you know what I mean? Now Christian, I'm a boy can't ask for. Could you imagine? Christmas they take bike. Christmas a bit on top bike. Okada man go back Christmas. I tell you, no, say black and no Chris. I said, the guy come right now, we office in New England. Are we the black melon? Are we every day with the talking name? So do ya, let them show a Christian, I'm a poor, like a warning. The Christmas, they behave so. I don't tell you, no, say that guy dangerous. Police, until you know they are here. Na for something not be too mad, I no begin say I no mean tell you no. Black and a bad bobo man. I say you say man crazy, they take my car or begin threatening people and say, if not we dey. Na so the boy they make him much like say anyway, and I don't tell you no, let you know not say this no, I not tell you no. Black and not crazy at all. And still about this police business. And they don't tell you no about them back, but about the way they now, you know, this New Englandville, by that special court. If you know, see how them baba, then they can pray in that place. Even for them to cap a step in a walk. So do ya, police in New England, uno go make them, but about them find no let them they pack fine so they not go poor people them to car or act. Accident not be because of them sick, do ya? And I know I'm called so this and a party so. Anyway, I say, EB, I did tell you, Salona fine country. I say, the way out Salona they go, yeah. We were me young, but now we don't know what thing they happen. Na me go to them boko lawyer they kiss it down for right. Na they ask you one document way. I tell me man them busy they make. I not think they will go vote 2018 no. I look like they. I know they top up. That way will not be there any more time. Oh yeah. And it going to be my better with that, you. Anyway, like, touch me much first, but, and I tell you, I just go see, anyway, I go see man in the right documents. If you buy, like, say, addition, get for you, more time, get for the, but anyway, like, I tell you, now, hold me down also. Now, go me the go show. Blacker. Me, na the honorable daddy, wakabo.
Alright, the program Good Morning Salon, they continue and we come over to we guest them again where they are this morning from the President's Recovery Priority as in they discuss but waiting and waiting and they do in terms of the school feeding for Billmore classrooms them and serve the plan, the notes them where they make for teacher them for FD picking them. I come over to Mr. Mew. If you listen to the message in Kingly, where we will be read them, most of the messages we can people concern but the kind food where they give the picking them. But when I go through with Facebook page again, I don't notice say more message come, we get for do it. The agreements where they between the ministry and the one them where they cook the food for avoid let people not ask the picking them because they already don't allege say. Then they ask them for pay 10,000 leons for let them buy the thing them for use cook and pay the one the way they cook. So waiting at the agreements we wanna get with the parents and community people where you say they're in charge of the cooking.
Before the school feeding start, we get a lot of workshops that we conduct. We invite the 5-man committee, we get the CTA chairman, SMC, head teacher, deputy head teacher, paramount chief representative, local council representative. We cost government a lot of money. We train them for sensitize them, say they not for take a cent from any picking. I don't emphasize them. If you say they ask them for one picking for money, the one they will not get, they not go school that particular attending. We not make you ask the picking them for money. Then, if anybody feels say in one contribute pandy, give the school anything, it free for do dandy. But we not make no head teacher go ask picking them for money.
So waiting at the agreement in terms of the one them way they cook, waiting at the give
well,
them.
Well, the parents them, now the community will not pay them. We not pay them. No pay, we not arrange for them. We talk to them, and even with the meeting, we will get to them. The parents they say now they picking them, then go gladly for can cook and see say them picking they eat. Not to all the parents. They don't need all the parents now in school for can cook. They volunteer. People they do volunteer. All the meetings them. Where they get CTA meetings them concerning this school feeding. Where they tell we self go and listen. Me go to school and for listen. Where they get meeting and waiting and talk to the parents them. I don't know behind me after that past them begin go ask you. But we they tell them now through this in a station saying non picking up for pay 1 cent for school feeding.
So now they monitor this?
With the monitor, we get people that want to monitor, we get coordinators in the Ministry of Education, we get to in a situation room. Any information about any trade that happen at any side of the country, then they send a right direct to the Ministry of Education. We get staff, we get full secretariat in the situation room. Even the situation room people them. After that first 2 weeks, where we cook now, December, we invite them to a workshop, we train them back. Then the part of the president delivery team at the district team them. They also all the help we for monitor. And we tell the chiefs themselves, say, make them get people, the local authority them, for be involved. For school feeding for succeed, it is based on effective monitoring. Now make, if me they go any side for go, find out whether they cook or not. I know they tell nobody who side they go. Because if you don't tell people, they don't know say you the candy, they will ensure say the best now you go see. Any school where they go, will not see, and even His Excellency the President don't tell we see himself, self. Anytime from next week, himself they go around the school them for go look and see how then they feed this picking them.
NGO then the way them be they do this. NGO then nobody do school feeding. You know, when we ever get discussion with them for see maybe which one we will learn from how them be done they do their own.
Well, not only with the NGOs then I are. For show you the commitment of government. We go now the Global Child Nutrition Forum Network, where they be all now Armenia near Russia. We go there, we meet over 52 countries them, where every table you get day for share your experience. See, I yourself get presentation when I middle, after I don't present them, all the 52 countries them, they ask you question. Say, wait till you do so. We will experience what we don't get. If you change to this, you not feel, say, we get a meet to all the meet and for share. because school feeding now, it look like it go global, all the countries themselves interested.
All right, so we'll continue for the return of the studio. Make a come over to Mr. CC. And I will take this message with somebody. They say the director is coming across in a condescending manner against the teachers. Now, I know why some teachers are not performing. Such leads will serve as a constant source of demoralization and demotivate teachers. This John Afritong, and they send this message.
Well, I don't know what he mean by that. Me say the teachers are very well trained. We say we get good ones. But we recognize say they still need more for do. Just about like I say, nobody, you know, you never reach maximum. Every now and again, you need for learn more and you need for develop your capacity. As far as we're concerned, we think, say, this move now for develop the capacity of the teachers. And we will continue for Duam. We'll not go stop. This is an ongoing process. We will Duam, we will
make sure we message we send out telephone, they say, we have to focus more on training and recruitment than developing a plan where every professional teacher will for do.
Well, yes, we they focus on training. I mean, if you they follow, you go no say, if in terms of then in-service trainings, believe me, they want the pass marks, the in-service trainings. They're so boku that sometimes they think, say, then they even now take the teachers them away from the school. So we get for try for moderate them a little bit in terms of in-service training. The pre-service training where they take place at them colleges, we know the quality we did it. The colleges that they try, like I don't say, that they try. You know, but given what is available to them, the resources, both in terms of time and financial resources, we know they're not going to produce teacher. We're not the perfect teacher. So once you graduate, we continue for help you for let you become more professional. And that's what they do. Otherwise, if we develop lesson plans, need not for low train teacher. But we don't develop the lesson plan, but we say we will also call them and can really train them how for use their lesson plans there. So, I mean, this that's something we will continue. We will train them on this, and anytime we introduce a new element into teacher training, we will also train them.
Okay.
So not only an issue we get for doing with demoralizing teachers, no. We get huge respect for the teachers because we said our teachers.
So what's direct impact all of this gets to the picking them?
Well, the picking them, learning will now take place. Because it's not just about going to school. It's about learning for all. When they find out, say, before now, sometimes they picking they go to school, they come out there. If you try for ask them what to learn for you, you say, probably you don't learn anything or you don't learn much. But this now, anytime a teacher go in a class, the picking must learn something.
People be don't suggest say, for letting kind thing work on for introduce the school monitors them back. Possibility
well,
day
for well, yes, the school monitors. I don't talk and this not say monitors then they will get supervisors and inspectors.
But they're not
but they're in very small they numbers. They're small and therefore you see they really create an impact on the ground. I've been just not mentioned, say, the Public Service Commission been done advertise for where we recruit, they're able to recruit. Because, as you know, not so Ministry of Education they recruit. This is the responsibility of the Public Service Commission. They been done advertise vacancies ranging from directors to supervisors of schools. And they will expect, say, how the year don't begin so sometimes until we reach to them, match them, then we'll conduct the interviews then they and make sure, say, we get their monitors and inspectors there.
So let me look at the broader aspect of the school. We talk about feeding, we talk about improving learning outcome, teachers training, classroom for reduce overcrowding and anything. But what are the important aspects at the issue of the water and sanitation aspects at the school? How much done it into this? Because since you're the lead of the...
Oh, well, yes. In the presidential priorities, we get more kubakus in there. But like I said just now, today we say we restrict ourselves to just them two areas there. We get wash facilities, providing wash facilities. That's now water and sanitation. We they dig water wells, and we also construct latrines. Now schools that we not get. So we get a data of schools that we not get source of water. So for their schools that we they dig water wells. So inside and they now boreholes, so inside and they we now hand dug wells, we they do that. In areas like a fridge also, we say we know say pipe bomb water in certain areas them. The plan they follow connect taps to their schools there. So get all of them plans there. As I talk to you, so
but the
sinking of them wells there, it go on.
Because how far they don't go, because this particular project no they don't just know by April, May, June.
Well yes, but you go agree with me, say for example, for let you dig well, nothing way na season or something. So the time when we start this program, that being in the season, not be possible for let them do wells. But I assure you, say the some of the contractors may not begin before the rains. But when the rains and kind drop, they get for stop, you know. But then the job will commence back. We get recommendation, say the best time for Duam na then March, April. And then come March, April, you go see, say, then go speed up and try for complete all of them.
So this all we want to do now under the president's recovery priorities will come after the Ebola. So at the end of the day, the Ebola creates opportunities for loan able for see loopholes and within the educational sector?
Well, yes, I would say yes. The fact of the matter is, the fact that we prioritize them wire not mean say we not be engaged in them before Ebola. The only thing is that because of the boku activities what we do, in the final say we're not able to concentrate on few areas and create impact. Within this presidential team they do, now for let we focus with attention on few areas and actually create impact today. Now make you see say we select just two key result areas where we get the initiatives there. So we expect say Yana, by the time this period done, the 24 months done, that impact the ego huge and everybody will see. But along with the initiatives there, we'll also carry on with the regular Minister of Education activities. Mm-hmm. We're now boku activities.
There. Right. We hope say we will get 10 weeks of Kana for can talk on the Ministry of Education because we have plenty of issues there. We will discuss around it.
Anytime.
All right. So I want to tell you plenty. Thank you. Mohamed Sissé, Director of Education, and same way, so initiative lead, now the Minister of Education, Science and Technology, will take it in for general this morning. We also want to tell Sylvester Mew, Director of School Feeding Program, now the Minister of Education, Science and Technology. Plenty. Thank you. We serve general the program this morning.
Thank you.
All the discussion here come to you courtesy of the presidential recovery priorities as Naden supports this program and they support the next Friday subsequent program. Also, we'll look at other key results areas and activities where they under this initiative. Well, once again, thank you to the production team, the producer them, Asma James, Princess Piers, Solomon Storm Kroma, DJ Labawigi Technical Support, and the rest of the team. Continue for listening to Radio Democracy throughout the weekend as we get programs and for we get sports updates alone today. And tonight, we get the Voice of Democracy icon, winner competition, and other programs that line up for you. So till then, may I meet you say get yourself a wonderful weekend.
And quickly before they go, the Freetown Secondary School for Girls, FSSGX People's Association, one for make on announce it, and they come up with a big fundraising event, winner the grand flag groups Alfonso Party 9 flag groups where they represent the school then 19 years anniversary. Well, the one for Mekona joined them tomorrow at the FSSG school compound tomorrow, Saturday, the 14th of January, 1 o'clock afternoon. So, till we meet back, Mabel Kabadi, so get yourself a wonderful weekend.